Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Wednesday, May 10th. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30. The dew point is 54 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Wichita teacher has been honored by NBC's Today Show.
Northeast Magnet High School teacher Lachey Powell was honored Tuesday morning as part of the Today Show's National Teacher Appreciation Day. Powell, a social studies teacher, she's worked at the school for 13 years. She's a diehard Steelers fan and was completely shocked when Cordell Stewart walked out to present her with two tickets to an upcoming Steelers game. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Governor Laura Kelly signed a bill Tuesday that expands the state's health care workforce and aims to improve access to care. The bill streamlines the process for therapists, psychologists, social workers, and others to obtain and maintain licenses, and it expands who can administer influenza and other vaccines to Kansas over a certain age. And the new bill signed by the governor also allows sports medicine professionals licensed outside of Kansas to practice in the state during certain sporting events. One of many new bills signed by the governor. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Trying to quit smoking or vaping is difficult enough, and when you're pregnant, there's even more at stake. The good news is there's help. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has a special free program designed specifically to help quit during pregnancy. This customized program provides one-on-one coaching, and for a limited time, you can even receive a $30 MasterCard gift card after each session, up to 5 during your pregnancy and 4 after. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW to start your quit journey. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Department of Revenue announced that total tax collections for April 2023 were $1.3 billion. That's $30.1 million below the estimate, and the total tax collections were down 14.7% from April of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $593.5 million, $76 million below the estimate, and $425.3 million below what was collected in April of last year. Part of the decrease in the individual income tax receipts is attributable to having two fewer processing days after the April 18th due date than in April of 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $354.2 million, $50.2 million more than the month's estimate, and 150.4% more than April 2022. Secretary of Revenue Mark Burkhard said the lower individual income tax receipts and higher corporate income tax receipts reflect the impact of the SALT Parity Act, which allows owners of pass-through entities to elect to have the pass-through income taxed at the entity level rather than at the entity owner level. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $308.6 million, $2.2 million below the estimate and down $1.4 million from April of last year. And the continued impact of reducing the food sales tax can be seen in the year-over-year decrease in the combined sales and compensating use tax collections. A new program aimed at helping Kansas communities that lack high-speed internet, the Lasting Infrastructure and Network Connectivity, or LINC program, will provide $30 million in competitive funding opportunities to build the infrastructure needed for more homes and businesses to access broadband. The goal of the LINC program is to reduce the cost of internet service, increase its availability, and improve its performance for users. LINC will provide opportunities for increased adoption of the internet by focusing on funding for broadband infrastructure, enabling end-user locations with expanded megabytes per second speeds, internet exchange point facilities to improve the overall internet access service quality for all Kansans, and middle-mile infrastructure to reduce overall costs in delivering broadband to end-users. Lieutenant Governor and Commerce Secretary David Tolan said this new program helps to deliver on their promise to connect all Kansans, as robust broadband becomes even more critical for attracting new businesses and workers to the state. Entities eligible to apply for the LINK program include internet service providers, political subdivisions, tribal governments, cooperatives, and nonprofit organizations. Projects in higher-cost rural areas are eligible for greater public matches to encourage providers to build out otherwise financially unviable areas. Projects submitted to the Capital Projects Funds program can be considered for these awards. The Kansas Office of Broadband has been holding meetings across the state to solicit feedback for its five-year broadband access strategic plan, and listening sessions across the state have highlighted the need for continued investment in broadband. More information about the LINK program is available at kansascommerce.gov/LINC. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 131, which is bipartisan legislation that expands the state's health care workforce and improves Kansas's access to care. The bill streamlines the process for therapists, psychologists, social workers, and others to obtain and maintain licenses from the Behavioral Sciences Regulatory Board, and it expands who can administer influenza and other vaccines to Kansans over a certain age. Governor Kelly said the nationwide workforce shortage has hit Kansas hard, hurting people's ability to access the health care they need in a timely manner. So, by signing the bipartisan bill, her administration is addressing that shortage, making it easier than ever for Kansans to deliver or access life-saving care. The bill also allows the State Board of Healing Arts to set up a process by which sports medicine professionals licensed outside of Kansas can practice in the state during certain sporting events. Senator Jeff Pittman of Leavenworth stated that this bill puts in place a critical process allowing team doctors and other health care providers for competitive sports teams to practice while visiting Kansas. And this ensures that players are safe and have continuous care while traveling, and gives a yet another reason for professional teams to see Kansas as a great place to play. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska State Fire Marshal Agency, on Tuesday, firefighters went to a home outside of Cairo, a village about 20 miles northwest of Grand Island, shortly before 1 p.m. for a reported house fire. And when they arrived, they saw heavy smoke. Inside, authorities found the body of Shirley Auber, 86, and the agency said in a press release that she died as a result of the fire. Chief Investigator Adam Matzner said the blaze was an accidental electrical fire. The Cairo Fire Department, the Wood River Fire Department, and several other agencies responded. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a Columbus man was arrested on Thursday after several drugs were found inside his home. Investigators served a search warrant at 25-year-old Juan Renteria's home in Columbus, and inside, investigators found cocaine, methamphetamine, THC, and psilocybin mushrooms. The patrol said they did not specify how much of each drug was found. Renteria was arrested on suspicion of possessing a controlled substance, distribution of controlled substances, and possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. He was lodged in the Platte County Jail. The man accused of killing four people in a small Nebraska town pled not guilty to all charges on Monday. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for 42-year-old Jason Jones, who's facing four counts of first-degree murder and several other charges. In a court document filed on Monday, Jones waived his initial arraignment and entered a plea of not guilty. He's been accused of setting fires at two Laurel homes in August after killing the residents Jean Twyford, 86, Janet Twyford, 85, Dana Twyford, 55, and Michelle Eberling, 53. Jones was later arrested at his Laurel home, where he was found with severe burns. He was then taken to a hospital before being lodged in jail. Jason's wife, 43-year-old Carrie Jones, was arrested in December on several charges, including first-degree murder and tampering with physical evidence. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Arbold Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Arbold Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Recently, Governor Kelly signed Senate Bill 66, which is a bipartisan bill that allows Kansas to join the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact, making it easier for educators within the multi-state agreement to move to and work in Kansas. And the bill also expands scholarship opportunities for Kansans studying to become teachers. Governor Kelly said teacher shortages have been a challenge across the country, but it has been particularly tough on Kansas's rural communities. So this bill addresses the teacher shortage here in Kansas by helping to fill vacancies with qualified educators who want to move to our state. So she said that's good for our students, for our rural communities, and for our growing economy. This bipartisan legislation preserves the existing state-based licensure system while creating an alternative path to licensure for teachers relocating to and from a compact state. Not only does this create an agreed-upon regulatory framework for teacher reciprocity, it also speeds up the application process for relocating licenses. In addition to Senate Bill 66, Governor Kelly also signed Senate Bill 123, which will grow Kansas's educator workforce by expanding the Promise Scholarship Program to students pursuing degrees in elementary and secondary education. This bill also creates the Adult Learner Grant Act, a grant for adult learners pursuing certain fields of study, and it creates an incentive program for schools to support students pursuing careers and technical education, and allows veterans and their families to qualify for in-state tuition. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is celebrating 20 years of helping Kansans achieve a tobacco-free life. Since 2003, the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line has provided free one-on-one coaching for Kansans ready to quit using any form of tobacco, including vaping, and professional counseling is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in multiple languages. Participants will be matched with tailored programs like those designed for youth, pregnant women, American Indians, and individuals with behavioral health or substance use conditions. And the Quit Line can be easily reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or by visiting the website at ksquit.org. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said individuals who use any form of tobacco, including vaping, often try to quit multiple times before succeeding. So proven treatments, including counseling and nicotine replacement therapy, are available to improve your chances to quit for good. Quitline participants can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that would be mailed directly to their home at no cost to help combat nicotine cravings. And the Quitline will distribute the nicotine replacement therapy in 2-week doses after completion of the first and second phone coaching calls. The Quitline's Pregnancy and Postpartum Program offers participants a $30 MasterCard gift card for every phone coaching call completed. This program offers up to 5 coaching sessions during pregnancy and 4 sessions postpartum with the same female coach each time. And participants can also receive free text message support. The Quitline is a proven treatment option to help Kansans stay tobacco-free. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be easily accessed by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or by visiting the online website at ksquit.org. According to data published in 2021 by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, workers in agriculture experience one of the highest fatal injury rates in the nation. Averaging 20 deaths per 100,000 workers, the rate in this field was nearly 5 times the fatal injury average nationwide. The Fort Hays State University Department of Agriculture is working to prepare the next generation of agriculture professionals to reverse the rate of injuries and fatalities in the field. Fort Hays State University was the first university in the nation to implement Safety Made Simple, an online and on-demand agriculture safety program. And this program features a variety of specific areas of safety focus, including the danger of grain dust explosions, avoiding heat stress, preventing falls from machines and structures, treating and handling livestock, and safely operating all-terrain vehicles. Safety Made Simple is the brainchild of Chuck Pierre, an experienced agriculture risk management professional who created the program in response to international clients' requests to make his training accessible to employees in a 24-hour on-demand format. Since its inception, more than 1 million courses have been completed. Fort Hays State University agriculture professor Dr. Brittany Howell led the effort to implement Safety Made Simple in her department, as she is a firm believer in the value of the Safety Made Simple model, and Dr. Howell's students, many of whom grew up on farms in rural Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado, and Oklahoma, were also quick to embrace the program. To learn more about the Department of Agriculture at Fort Hays State University, you can visit fhsu.edu. The Kansas Department of Transportation has resumed work on the reconstruction of K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties. The crews are completing final surfacing and shoulder work on the 6 miles between the K-23 junction in Sheridan County and the K-383 junction in Decatur County. Pavement markings and rumble strips will also be installed. Traffic will be reduced to one lane during construction and directed through the work zone by flaggers and a pilot car, and delays of up to 15 minutes should be anticipated. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in early June, conditions permitting. Memorial services for Norma Wegener, 99 of Norton, will be held on Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pepperoni pockets, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today is Cook's Choice. The schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 12:15, the Norton Community High School Senior Meal, and at 2:30 p.m., the Senior Scholarships Assembly. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a high near 81 and breezy, with a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation today of 20%. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 58 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. with a high near 74 and breezy on Thursday, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly before 1 a.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high around 53. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that could be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast on Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 74. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. It should be partly sunny with a high near 75. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. On Monday, a 20% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 68. And on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 82%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIUN Sports, I am Fulton Castro. The Kansas City Chiefs, after their signing of Donovan Smith, might be done making a lot of free agent moves. They might move now to more internal matters going through the NFL offseason. And Matt Vergram of Sports Illustrated joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed some of the internal options for the Chiefs when it comes to potential contract extensions and what just might be on the Chiefs' minds going through the rest of the offseason.
I mean, now, yeah, it becomes Chris Jones. It becomes Legarius Sneed, potentially. I think those are the two guys right off the bat, especially Jones. You look at it and say, okay, you know, what's going to happen here? Willie Gay is a guy that you look at and go, what's going to happen with him? He's eligible for an extension. I think the biggest thing now for the Chiefs, yeah, is kind of just figuring out the next couple of months contract-wise for guys internally. And then, look, you're always keeping an eye out for post-June 1 cuts. What happens if DeAndre Hopkins gets cut? I think they would monitor that. But, yeah, I think for the most part now, it's internal as we go through OTAs and mandatory minicamp.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairieland Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply of Marysville, Kansas. We begin with your weather forecast.
We had a number of severe weather reports across Kansas yesterday. Things have quieted down significantly with the exception of a few scattered storms that were non-severe in south-central Kansas. Then we'll see a setup of strong to severe thunderstorms in eastern Colorado and western Kansas later on this afternoon and this evening. And a more widespread severe weather threat returns on Thursday. Nearly all of Kansas now in a level 2 out of 5 risk of severe storms. Large hail damaging winds and a few isolated tornadoes will be possible. Thunderstorms again may occur in northwest Kansas this afternoon. Breezy with a high near 80. Partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s in north-central Kansas. In northeast Kansas, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, a high around 85. In southwestern Kansas, we can't rule out a few severe thunderstorms later in the day with a gusty southeast wind or high in the upper 80s. In south-central Kansas, a few thunderstorms early on with a high today 85, and thunderstorms increasing today in southeast Kansas with a high 82. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets continuing the trends from earlier this week by pressing lower. May corn down 2 3/4, 639.5. July down 4, 580 3/4. December down 4.5, 513 3/4. May soybeans down 7 3/4 at 1444 a bushel. July down 8, 1406 1/4. November down 5 1/4, 1249 1/4. Kansas City wheat, July down 11 3/4 at 844 1/2. September down 12, 829 3/4. Chicago wheat, July down 7 3/4 at 635 3/4. September down 7.5 at 647 3/4. Dow futures down 34 points at 33,603. The NASDAQ down 25. S&P down 5. Dollar index up 8 cents at 101.69. And crude oil down $1.04 at 72.67 ahead of an inflation report later this morning. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. ValleyBet.com. Ranchers, have you been thinking about freeze branding those replacement heifers? Valley Vet Supply has number sets and can make your own custom brand as well. Valley Vet also is your headquarters for electric brands, tattoo equipment, and ear tags, including Ytex and Ritchie, as well as EID.